Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Your only exit from the present is someone who likes you. The difference between seasons is a person. Think about it. God is awesome. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. But look at this.
Wow.
He uses his people here on earth to make way of your new season, your new job. We know it's God. We give him glory. But guess what? It wasn't God himself that sat down and interviewed you. It wasn't an angel that called you and said you got the job. He moved through people. That might be a new season for you, a new career, more money. It might be an open door to go and preach somewhere. He used a person. God is trying to get you to understand that the difference between seasons is people. Somebody is going to have to like you. Somebody's going to have to enjoy you. Somebody is going to have to taste your literal presence in order to like you and favor you and open up the door. So whose approval matters to you? And if their approval matters to you, what do you do to keep it? How do you sow honor? How do you stay in that place of favor with that individual who's blessing you or favoring you or opening up a door, no matter who it is? I'll just use me for an example. If you're saying that my approval matters in your life, how do you keep it? How do you work hard on maintaining that approval? It's like your children. You want your children to behave, to honor you. So then you say, well, child, son, daughter, what do you do to stay on my good side? How do you obey? Do you cancel out the list of chores I give you for your week or for your day? Do you keep out of trouble like I've commanded you to? It's the same with spiritual parenting, mentorship, and protege. It's the same. How do you honor? How do you keep the vision of this ministry? How do you support the ministry? How do you tithe or sow into the ministry? How do you respect the words, the teaching? Do you come on here just out of formality, or are you coming on this line to actually receive, to actually grow, to actually take notes? Or are you trying to make us work twice as hard because what we preached on today, you're going to call us on Monday and ask us the very same thing and say, I don't know what's going on. I just feel like I'm hopeless. Well, were you on the line on Sunday? Well, I was, but I had to get off and blah, blah, blah. Well, that lets me know exactly how well you really do value my teachings, the teachings that are taught over the pulpit of this ministry. Even if you miss it, are you prompt and listening to the playback? I had one spiritual daughter send me a message on Facebook, sending me a smiley face, letting me know she loves me. And I told her, I said, you know what? Smiley faces don't do much for me. I'm sorry. Telling me that you love me really don't do much. I thank you. I really do. But what really shows that you love me is that you are actually listening to my teachings and not just being a listener, like the Word of God says, but being a doer also.
Amen.
And I asked her, I said, were you on the line for life empowerment class? Well, I couldn't be on the line for this. I said, okay, fine, whatever. You weren't able to make it. That's cool. But have you listened to the playback? Oh well, I was, and I'll do it right now. I said, amen. And you know what? Just to make sure, I said, I want to know what you learned. I want feedback. Well, she told me she would. A few hours later, she gave me a picture of a notebook, showed all the notes of what I taught in LEC. And then the next morning, she sent me 3 voice messages through the inbox of Facebook, and she said, this is what I've learned. And I tell you, Apostle April, or she called me Mama, Apostle Mama, she said, I've never sat down and studied this long, and I feel so good. She said, I feel so great. I said, now that is how you show me you love me, because you're showing your adoration and that you're caring for my teachings that the Lord is using us. We're not doing this for fun. This isn't for cute. This is not, I got plenty other things that I could do. I know what I'm teaching about, so I know the Word of God. We come on here to empower you. How serious are you really paying attention to these teachings?
Amen.
Amen.
So this is how you show if the approval of whoever you seek is important. How do you honor them to show them that their approval is worthy in your eyesight? Number five, how or who has chosen to reject your influence? Number five, I repeat that. Who has chosen to reject your influence? Identify them. Accept that. And so elsewhere. Let your pain do your walking and your talking. In other words, when somebody rejects you, a boyfriend, girlfriend, an individual, a loved one, family, friend, and they decide to go elsewhere, they're talking about you, it just went sour, receive it and go on. Identify them. Don't run after them. Mark them. Say, okay, later for you. We apparently were not on the same level. Like we always say, everyone can't go where you're being promoted to. There is going to be break-off of friendships. There might be family that may not support or understand your movement, but it's okay because you're trying to pursue these things. You're trying to stir up your passion. You're trying to change your life within the next 7 days. You're trying to assess your life. When your opinion ceases to matter to someone, the relationship is over. Me and Apostle, we practice that a lot. If you don't care about what we say, if you can't believe and have faith that God uses us and we are his mouthpiece and we prophesy and we do apostolic declarations, why are we wasting our time? If you don't believe that we are a man and woman of God, why would you waste your time like that? Thank you. In your life, are there people that don't take your advice, take your counsel, that don't heed your warning? Then when they stop respecting your opinion, when your opinion ceases to matter, guess what? The relationship is over. Why would you hang on to something dead? Cut it off. Cut off the dead weight. This is what's going to change your life. This is what's going to free you to stir up your passion and start moving in the things of God. This brings me to my last question. Second to the last question, number six. Who has willingly made the most impactful investment in your immediate success? Who has willingly made the most impactful investment in your immediate success? And what has been your reaction? Woo, that's a heavy one. I like that question. In other words, as of recently, who has helped you and how have you thanked them? If Apostle Andrew and myself have been the most impactful investment in your immediate success, I know for some of you all, most of you all on here, your ministry wasn't definitely how it was when you came into this divine connection.
Amen.
There was an impartation. There was much wisdom, much guidance that we imparted into you, and you took off like a rocket.
That's right.
Whoever has been a blessing in your ministry, you better show honor. You've got to show honor. Who has provided for what you needed when another person refused you? A lot of people come to us, I didn't get any attention in my old church. They didn't recognize my leadership ability. No one paid attention to me. I was lost. Everybody closed their dorm and all this other stuff. But who has helped you? When nobody else gave you money, when nobody else helped you meet that bill, when nobody else, you were starving and you needed some food, who was there for you? And what is now your reaction? Who has provided what another has refused to provide? Who has provided what others are incapable of providing? Who has interpreted your weakness as an opportunity to heal? Who has empowered
Jesus,
you?
Teach him.
If it's us, how are you showing honor? If it's your mama, how are you showing honor? If it's your daddy, how are you showing honor? Sow your seeds of honor to show that they are helping you. It will free you, and your seeds will come back as a harvest because sure enough, you're being prepared to be sent out to help somebody else, to invest in somebody else in their immediate success, and you're going to want to reap that honor as well. Lastly, and then I'm finished. I told you I would be quick. I know I'm teaching something good. I know I am. Hallelujah. Talk about the seven questions. Seven personal questions that will change your life in 7 days. The last question, what single goal is worth 1 hour a day for the rest of your life? Think about it. What single goal is worth 1 hour a day for the rest of your life?
My God.
Think about it. Something has to die before something else can live. In your personal life,
amen.
Can you review your goals and your dreams? Are any of them worth committing 1 hour a day for the rest of your life? The most famous one would be health. I would think health would be number one. If you are deciding to depend on your health to help you achieve your goals, it's important to be as healthy as you. So maybe an hour a day is something that you need to commit to as far as maybe walking, jogging, bicycling, exercising, putting on a video on YouTube, on your phone or computer, and just doing something in your living room for spiritual development. An hour a day, I think it's worth it. Take an hour a day. It might be 30 minutes of prayer, 30 minutes of reading your word. It might be a full hour of prayer, speaking in your heavenly language. What is important to you? You can have multiple hours to dedicate to something of your goals. It might be health along with spiritual development, and then it might be a side project. You might say, well, I really want to open up my own boutique. I want to design clothes. I want to design shoes. I want to do media. I want to do graphic design. So then an hour a day should be invested towards that goal or towards that project. I want more wisdom. It wasn't enough for me to tell the Lord I want more wisdom. He said, well, seek after it. You know, the Bible says, ask, and the answer shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. Well, you got to do some elbow grease in this thing. It won't lie on your lap. It amazes me how some of the spiritual sons and daughters I talk to, they have huge aspirations, but they do not want to work for it. I'm sorry. Just telling me that you want to lose weight won't cause you to lose 50 pounds. You're going to have to work it out. Telling me you want to feel better and eat better is not going to happen unless you start eating better. Whatever you put from your plate to your mouth, it better be healthy. You're telling me you want a bigger or closer relationship, a deepened relationship with the Lord? Well, I can't do that for you. There's no amount of water I can tell you to drink, no piece of bread, no turning around three times. I can't breathe in the phone and say, touch fire, Jesus, now. I can't do that. You're going to have to spend some nights, some mornings talking to the Lord, praying unto the Lord, speaking in your heavenly language, being filled with the Holy Spirit, studying your word so you can rightly divide the word of God in truth. You're going to have to put forth some effort. You want to be an entrepreneur, then you need to come up with your business plan, develop your mission statement. What is your core value? Decide what your product is or your service. Decide your demographic. Who is this product or service best for? You want to be in corporate America. You want to get a job. You want to trade industries. You want to start a new career. You need to go to school. Whatever it is, you're going to have to do it. Devote an hour to it. Nothing will work in your life unless you start devoting some time and being a good manager of your time.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.